Of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
All righty, I'd like to welcome you to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls, we are saving businesses, saving jobs, saving our community. Now, if I save a soul in the process, don't hold that against me. We'll just call that icing on the cake. Because the mission here at the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show is to build strong businesses in our community so we can put our people to work. And we do that with business development, job creation, and service. So if you ever find yourself at a business crossroads and not sure which way to turn, I want you to turn on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. And I am so glad to bring it every Friday here at 10:30 a.m. on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. As always, we have ourselves an exciting show. Man, but you know what? I am so tired of, I don't want to hear anybody else complain about their condition if you're not doing something to change your condition. I am not into whiners. I'm not into moaners. Because we are the No Excuse channel right here. Because we're going to give you the tools. If you would just listen, we're going to bring you the guests. We're going to give you everything you need to succeed in business. I've been doing this longer than some of you all been born. And I've seen every cycle. I've seen every type of business. I have seen so many things. So if you want to call me a know-it-all, go ahead and do it. Because I'm not going to say I know it all. But let's just say this. When it comes to business, if you would just listen, even if you don't listen to me, listen to somebody, because people go out here, they hang up the shingles, people go to school for law, for medicine, for therapy, for makeup, for home, and they go to school and they get all these trade skills, but then you start a business and you figure you don't need anything, just hang up your shingle and start doing business. It's not that easy, folks. If it were that easy, everybody would be doing it and everybody would be succeeding. But we know in our community, we have our success rate is down in the single digits. So, what are you going to do about it? First of all, take heed. Listen. Get the advice and the help you need. My company is Gatewood Marketing. You can find me at gatewoodmarketing.com. And I also want you to check out the Marketing Pulpit website. Now, today we have a great show. And, of course, the website is marketingpulpit.com. Today we have a great show, as always. I have in the studio. Have two very powerful and talented women with Teacher Hillman. Good morning, Teacher.
Good morning, Mr. Gatewood. Good morning to everybody listening on the Marketing Pulpit.
And Teacher is an attorney at law, and she is bringing it every first Friday of the month. And I'm so honored and pleased to have her on the show. Also, while I'm remembering, go to marketingpulpit.com. We have information about our guests and about our hosts. And if you hear something you like, you want to follow up, and you can't get the phone number, you don't remember it, or you didn't write it down, just go to marketingpulpit.com, and we have that information there. Also, right after the show, we put the show on the website, so if you want to send your friends over there. And if you know someone who has a business, go ahead and have them to call, tune in. The number is 1-800-450-7876, 1-800-450-7876. We also have in the studio Ms. Nicole Hamilton Takemoto. Did I say that right?
You said it correct. Good morning. Good morning.
And she is with Takemoto Cosmetics. And later in the show, she's going to tell us about makeup. And you got your makeup on pretty good there.
Thank you. I could not show up without it. Definitely. I had to represent.
You are definitely representing.
So, y'all, this lipstick that she is wearing is everything.
Thank you.
I am serious. We got to put this on the web. We will put this on the website before the show is over.
Thank you.
So I'm looking over here. I'm looking a little ashy this morning. I need.
I'm in here. You need some of that Takemoto.
You need some. we'll help you out. We got you. Trust me.
I'm sitting up here in this booth with all these beautiful women. They got their makeup, their hair right. I'm here looking like Grizzly Adams. So. But anyway, folks, we got a great show today. The number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. We got a lot of stuff going on right now. That crazy man in the White House, that guy. I am so tired of him.
My goodness.
How can we get rid of it? It's not happening fast enough. I'm tired. You know what I've decided? He has made his life mission to undo everything President Obama has done. That is
Absolutely.
His agenda.
I agree. Yeah. I agree.
If you're not sure what his agenda is, because one time I wasn't sure. I said, this guy's all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
It's simple now. If President Obama did it,
yep.
He wants to undo it.
Yep.
And I am so fed up with this guy. I don't know what to do. This Paris Accord. Now what? There's only three countries in the whole world, 195 countries in the world. Three. I think it was Nicaragua, Syria, and the United States. Man, what a motley crew. Is that the company you want to be in, Syria, Nicaragua? Not anything wrong with Nicaragua. Now, Nicaragua said the accord didn't go far enough as far as the planet, saving the planet. So the United States, Nicaragua, and Syria against the rest of the world. Man, I am so tired of this guy.
I mean, I don't even know how you... Well, I mean, he is who he is. Because I'm just like, how do you justify that?
Mm.
I think it's because the people who are at the core of his base, I just don't know what to think about these folks. Because he's selling these people the idea of bringing back coal and making clean coal. First of all, there's no such thing. Second of all, he's telling these people he's going to bring back clean coal and bring back these jobs to these, you know.
Who wants to go into a mine anyway in 2017?
Right. And then they get black lung.
Right.
You tell them that it's a pre-existing condition. So you're not going to cover them under health care. Mm-hmm. I mean,
what do you think about
the words that I want to use are probably not appropriate for the air.
I agree. He's so disgusting. And it's sad. The whole world is right now really, in pain. I want to say pain. We're saddened by his behavior, his actions.
Yeah.
There's no words to explain who he is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, boy. But anyway, whenever I say this, I always say to you, I have to ask this question. What are we going to do? Well, there's always something you can do. Keep making yourself better. Make yourself independent.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this show is all about. Now, we don't live in a vacuum. Of course, what affects the rest of the world affects us. But we can inoculate ourselves with a strong business, getting our financial house in order, giving back to our community, supporting our businesses. So, of course, it's okay to beat up on Trump and all these crazy right-wingers. And it's hard to believe these folks are running our country. I'm telling you, folks, I am. It's almost makes you want to move.
It does.
But where do you go?
Right.
Right. Yeah. See, we don't have our ancestry. I mean, unless you go to ancestry.com, something like that, and find out exactly where you came from. But we just can't go back that way.
Come get me, please.
We just can't pack up and go back. Most of us don't know where we came from. We came here in chains, most of our ancestors. So where do you go? That's why I say.
Buy your own island. Well, that's my goal.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Buy my own island and escape from the crazy people.
That's why. You keep listening to this Marketing Pulpit radio show. We have had so many success stories, people that have been in the Marketing Pulpit world. I was talking to one of my clients yesterday, Thorm and Jerry. He has three locations for his tax business. He has a location in Washington, D.C., has one up in Baltimore, and one up in Woodbridge, Virginia. And he had so much success, he bought the building that his office is located in Baltimore, right there near the National Harbor. And he just got an offer on this building that will set him for life.
Wow.
This is a Marketing Pulpit, Gatewood Marketing client. I love these stories, but they're not as rare as you may think. It's just that when you put your mind into a long-term strategy, this quick stuff is not going to work for you, folks. I'm telling you, that is not going to serve you well. Put yourself into a long-term strategy and make sure that your mission in life is aligned with your business objectives. When you put those two things together, the moon and stars line up, it's the perfect storm, and nothing can stop you. That's why when I look at people like the two ladies here in the booth, I see that manifest itself. I know your stories, I know your background, and you are doing it exactly the way it should be done. So my hat's off to you this morning.
Thank you.
This is the Marketing Pulpit Show. I am Robert Gatewood. We have in the studio Miss Nicole Hamilton Takamoto and the powerful attorney, Teacher Hillman. Man, Teacher and I go way back. We share office space over here. We have in the same building over in Austin, over in Largo, Maryland. And so we've been on this show now, almost How long have you been on the air now?
It's probably been
about a year, almost
a year. Yeah,
yeah. So I'm just glad to have you here. What are you going to talk about later on today, there, Miss Teacher?
So I am going to educate people, specifically this time, fathers. I want to talk about fathers' rights.
Okay.
Because I've been having several conversations.
Fathers have rights.
Fathers absolutely have rights, and the sad part is most of the time they don't believe that.
They don't believe.
And so I want to educate fathers on what their rights are as it relates to their children and being active in their children's lives.
All right, guys, listen up. You have rights. Teacher Hillman's going to tell you about them. Here's something else, Teacher, I want you to chime in on. I was reading about Walmart. You know, Tracy Morgan had the had the accident with a driver went to sleep or something and ran him over, and he hurt his brain, and one guy died, one of his associates died in the accident. Well, Walmart has had, they've given him all this money, and they're having buyer's remorse, or they're having second thoughts. They've said that the settlement was somewhere in the $90 million category. And now they're saying almost, I think with 13 months later, over a year later, they're saying, wait, not so fast. He was never deposed.
That Tracy Morgan was never deposed?
Right. And so they're saying, how can you give somebody $90 million when there was no deposition?
Well, supposedly Walmart has lawyers. I mean, I would assume being one of the richest companies in the country.
Well, the insurance company is the one that's making the noise. They're saying, wait a minute, we paid this. Then they find out that Walmart never deposed Tracy Morgan. He's out riding around his Lamborghini. He's getting gigs now. He's doing the comedy tour. He's been in some movies. And they're like, wait a minute. We just gave this guy $90 million like he was going to be a vegetable. He's out there making money hand over fist. I think they want their money back. Do they have a leg to stand on? I mean,
Well, to be honest, I mean, I'm not 100% sure. I don't know what the laws are in that particular state. I think it was the state of New York.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the laws are in that state. But here's the thing. Courts and the judicial system encourage people to settle.
Yeah.
And so...
And $90
million. Right. But the thing is, once you have settled a case... Because here's the thing. Settlement is about... I'm doing a cost-benefit analysis.
Right, right.
It is more cost-effective for me to settle the matter than it would be to litigate the matter.
Because they have the money, then they have the goodwill, the PR.
Correct.
That PR is what's going to get you.
Correct. And so now you don't get to go back, and in my opinion, based on how the law works, generally speaking, you don't get to go back and say...
You don't get do-overs, huh?
Well, we didn't... Now, you've gotten the benefit of the bargain.
I tell you what, hang on there. We're going to take a quick break. Thank you, Teacher. This is the Marketing Pulpit. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have Nicole Hamilton Takamoto is going to tell us about her service and makeup. Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WON, 95.9 FM.
Good morning.
All right, this is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls. We're saving businesses. We're saving jobs. We're saving our community. Go to marketingpulpit.com. Also, like us on Facebook. You can also get us on Twitter and Instagram. We are out there. We are out there trying to make our footprint because this information is so important that we need every venue, every... method possible to make sure that this message gets out here. What is this message? This message is self-empowerment. It's called economic empowerment. It's called stop being dependent on other people for our own survival. We have the resources, we have the knowledge, we have the means, and I'm so tired of people always talking about, we don't have any businesses, we don't do that. You know, that's just buying into the hype. We're doing great. We can do better. We just need to get the people that are doing it more out front, telling their story, and therein lies another one of these missions of the Marketing Pulpit. I'm not buying that stuff about everybody's doing it but us. Well, guess what? We don't own as much media outlets as they do, so our story doesn't get out as much. That's once again why I think the people at Radio One, people like Ms. Kathy Hughes and Ms. Karen Jackson and Ron Thompson and all the people that make it possible over here, thank you and hats off to you guys for making this possible and providing this outlet so that we can get these stories out here and people can see that we are doing it. Somebody who is doing it is our guest in the studio, Ms. Nicole Hamilton Takemoto.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You know, you got to give us some 411 on that name.
Yes, it's Takemoto.
I don't know, man. It's still the brother's name, Takemoto. There's got to be a story there. Matter of fact, let's start off. That's a good way to start this thing. Get us out of curiosity early.
All right. So I am, obviously Afro-Asian. I'm from Jamaica. My family, we are from Jamaica. And I have Japanese. I have Indian from India, Portuguese, and a Jamaican, which is West African.
Good, great. You are walking you in, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
So I, obviously, with the Japanese, we are Takemoto.
Take.
Correct, yes. Does that
have a meaning behind it?
When I did my research, honestly, no, but I did find out that any names with Moto are from the samurai family of Japan. So they're warriors.
Yeah, you got a sword.
So that was very interesting because I am such a warrior and a fighter and I am not going to give up.
That's amazing.
You don't have a sword identical.
I do not. I have lipsticks. I will beat you with some lipsticks, but that's it.
That lipstick is your sword. Huh?
Yes.
So has your last name always been Takemoto, or was it after maybe some discovery that, you know, maybe it was something that was added?
So interestingly enough, my mother named me Nicole Marie Hamilton. Hamilton is my father's name as well as Takemoto.
Wow.
He took on his grandmother's maiden name and his grandfather's surname. My mom thought it was silly to have both names, but she kind of robbed me of my history because Hamilton is my great-grandmother's maiden name. Ooh. So in inspiration to that, and when I thought of the brand and wanting to bring cultures together, I said it was going to be Takemoto.
Get out of here. So. Boy, I love a story. I love the culture thing. That culture thing. You working it, girl.
You need a story.
Thank you.
Tell us about what made you decide to get into the makeup business. Is it called the makeup business? I hear cosmetics.
It is. It's cosmetics. It's makeup. It's beauty. It's beautify.
Okay.
Glamour.
Well, what drove you to it?
Well, I've been a makeup artist for 15 years now, and I've always been creative. And my creativity created Takemoto. I wanted to do something that was for everyone, and that was the inspiration. So when I created Takemoto, I made sure I had all the beautiful colors for all the skin tones, all the textures, and things like that, so I can have products for all walks of life and all ethnic.
So you can cover all the skin tones.
Correct. Yes.
You know we black folks, we come in all kinds of
shapes and sizes.
Yeah.
And in my family, you will see every color, and you're going to laugh so hard, and you'll see like every, it's interesting. It's a melting pot. So I definitely had to represent. Yes.
All right. Now, what do you call, obviously you're successful. I've looked at you and your website and
thank you.
The things you've been doing out here. I have to ask everybody that comes on this show, what's that little secret? What is that propelled you to success? What do you attribute it to?
Honestly, persistence.
Cool.
It started with the vision.
I like that.
Patience and humble. You have to have all of those things to get where you have to go. Nothing falls in your lap. I mean, sometimes yes, but really no. And you have to work hard and you have to network. Networking is the major key. If you're sitting at home twiddling your thumbs and waiting for your friends to share the information, no. No, you have to be your own voice, your own walking billboard marketing.
You're exactly right. As a matter of fact, last week I was sharing an example. I met a young lady. She had heard me on the radio show, and she invited me to one of her networking events.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I'm busy. I got 100 things going on. But I never forget what got me to where I am. And networking played a major role in it.
It did.
Because I was part of BNI, Business Networking International, for many years. I was the president of the Largo chapter. And that's when I really realized that if you want to make not just customers. I mean,
mm-hmm.
customers are one thing,
mm-hmm.
but a company needs several other stakeholders to survive, vendors, suppliers, partners, venturers, and so forth. If you want to meet those stakeholders that are necessary in the development of a business, nothing else does it better than networking.
Absolutely. So it's the core. It's the core. Can I tell you, I started... And I started at the very bottom. I won't lie to you, okay? So I relied on networking.
I started from the bottom.
Right.
Let me tell you, single mother working two jobs and coming home in the evening and planning Takemoto. So I, networking was a major key. And I want to thank everyone that networked with me and will continue to network with me because without you, I will not be here. We all need someone to go to the next level. And we have to uplift each other and take each other along the way.
Girl,
so
preach.
Yes.
Nicole on the pulpit up here. Let me get out of the way and let this pulpit here. Now, that is kind of, this sounds like a crazy question, but like they said, the craziest question is the question that's not asked.
Correct.
But what are some of the main reasons people wear makeup? I mean, I think people want to be pretty, but are there other reasons? What are...
You're right. So the number one reason is it's pretty.
Okay.
Another one is that people want to express themselves. It's a great way to express yourself. Hmm. It's allowing them to be an artist. Everyone's an artist, believe it. You all are an artist, trust me. And also, it also helps correct different skin appearances and issues that we feel we may have. Right. And we want a more flawless appearance. Well, we have our makeup to do that. And it makes us feel amazing. It gives you self-confidence. And a lot of times, honestly, people wear makeup because they just want to.
Yeah.
It's self-care. It's self-love. They just, it makes you feel good. So,
and it makes you feel so pretty.
It does. Yeah. It does. And then people say, my God, you look amazing. And you're like, thank you. You know, we like to hear that. I mean, even if you think you're cute, you still want to know you're cute. You
right. Well, what about guys? I mean, I noticed in your bio, in your history, you said, whoa, man, like men too.
Correct, because as you know, we have a huge gay pride, LGBT community, and they wear makeup as well. So I have something for all of my women's and queens and divas. I have it all for them. So,
what about a straight guy like myself?
Well, that's when I'm going to launch my men's skincare line, and definitely I think you'll be excited about that.
All right.
Yeah, cleanser and moisturizer.
Get my eyebrows hooked up and a little rouge. What are some of the main makeups? I mean, what's the primary thing that most people wear when you're talking about makeup?
Number one is lips. Number one. If women do not wear anything else, they're going to paint their lips in whether it's chapstick, lip gloss, or lipstick. I would say the next thing is a foundation or a powder, because women that don't want to do their brows or wear lashes or wear eyeshadow will have like a smooth coverage on their face for a flawless finish. So lips, foundation. And the third I have to say is eyebrows.
Eyebrows
on fleek. It's like the soul to your eyes and your face. You need those brows right.
Okay, so lips, get the lips right. Put a little foundation to smooth things out. Get those eyes.
And the eyebrows, yep.
I guess if you do those three things, you're pretty much done.
You got
it covered.
You're glowing. At least a little glow up.
So, Nicole, what would you say makes you different? Why should I buy Takimoto versus, you know, another makeup line?
Honestly, I would encourage you to venture out and buy all brands. Takimoto is very unique in itself, that it offers such a diverse array of products and array of colors. We have so many colors of the rainbow spectrum of lipsticks. It's like ridiculous, probably over 70 something shades. But I would honestly say go out there and see what you like, because every brand has something that you're going to like. And I find my consumers, they buy MAC, they buy Smashbox, they buy Takimoto. And I'm okay with that, because I know what I have is awesome. And as long as they like it, I love it. So,
you know, I like that approach, because I have a similar approach in my company. People come to me and they're like, why should I do business with you? I said, well, there has to be a fit between what we're doing and what you're doing. But
yes.
I encourage you, if you have a graphic designer that you're comfortable with, use that graphic designer, but come to me for other things. Maybe you need me for the website or strategy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's part of that humble part that you threw out there as one of those keys to success. Being overly proud or possessive or resentful of other people's success, that can be a downfall of a business.
You will never go anywhere if you're thinking like that. You will never.
Right.
There is enough for everyone.
Right.
Trust and believe.
Yep.
Just do your homework. Like they say, do your research. You can't get mad at someone. Do your research.
If you just be the best you, I mean, the chips will fall where they should fall.
That's
right. But if you're saying, look, I'm going to be possessive. I'm going to give you false information because I want you to come to me at the expense of really doing what's right for you. Because a consummate professional has their client's best interest at heart.
Yes.
And sometimes that means go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
That means go somewhere else, look around. And when they come back, that means it was meant to be. All right, folks, this is great information. When we come back, Nicole, I want you to tell us a little bit more about your business, how people can reach you, and give us all the 411s about your company. Folks, you're listening to The Marketing Pulpit. I have in the studio Ms. Nicole Hamilton Takimoto, and I also have attorney Tisha Hillman. This is The Marketing Pulpit. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. The number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM, WOL, 95.9 FM.
WOL Washington, W240 DJ Washington, 95.9, WPRS HD2 Waldorf, WKYS HD Washington, WMMJ HD2 Bethesda, and worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
All right, folks, we're on the pulpit this morning, the marketing pulpit. I'm Robert Gatewood, your host, and we have an exciting show as always. Go to marketingpulpit.com and find out more about the show and our guests and our host. And you will not be disappointed because we are on a mission. Things have a higher likelihood of success when you have a mission, a vision. That has been repeated by our guests, by our host, time and time again. So folks, we are trying to decide which way to go. You're trying to decide what business to do, when to do it. You start by looking in the mirror, and you will find answers that you cannot find externally. You want to find a mission, a vision that's aligned with your purpose in life. Now, we got to do what we got to do to get the bills paid. Now, sometimes when you got the car notice due, mission be damned, you got to get out there and do Uber, whatever you need to do. But never lose sight of your mission.
Make sure you walk between the raindrops. That's right.
Girl, I love the way you put it. Sometimes you got to walk between those raindrops. You got to do what you got to do to get that bill paid, but never, ever, ever lose sight of your vision. If you all ever studied a guy named Abraham Maslow, he wrote this Maslow's Hierarchy of Needs. And he laid it out pretty good. He said, right there at the bottom level, we got food and shelter, we got security, we got other things as we go up, esteem. We get at the top of the pinnacle, we call it self-actualization. And that's when we really get to that point, that purpose, why we put on this earth. And so many of us, we reach self-actualization early. Some, it takes a little longer. And some may never realize that they may reach it or don't even realize they've gotten there. But I just want to encourage people. Don't give up on your dream, even if you do have to take another job, you have to pay the bills, because it's never too late. Mm-hmm. I mean, it took me many years before I realized that this is exactly what I'm put on this earth to do, to help businesses grow and prosper. And I would never give up on that mission. And my other mission now is to help other people find the same path. This is the Marketing Pulpit. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. I have in the studio two dynamic women, Attorney Hillman and Nicole Hamilton Takemoto. Nicole, do this. Tell us quickly about your company and how people can find out about you.
Okay. Takemoto is sold worldwide currently via our website, www.takemoto.com. So it is spelled the way it sounds, Takemoto. And on all social media links, it's Takemoto. Takemoto. I don't care what social media link you are on, we are on there. So definitely check us out.
That's a good reason. That's a good thing about having a unique name. You can go get that the domain.
Oh, I did. Let me tell you, 8 months prior to launching, I went on social media and locked down Takemoto on every social media link. I mean, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
That's amazing.
I probably have four other ones that I haven't even listed.
Right.
Tumblr. I mean, there's probably four more, but I did. And so when Takemoto launched, the name was ready for the brand. And what I did was I did 8 months of marketing leading up to the brand.
Oh,
so.
Boy.
It,
I like that.
It really helped.
Success doesn't happen by accident or mistake, folks. It's plan. It's strategy. You
yes.
have to have a plan and a strategy, a mission, and it's something you have to have passion for. And then, like I said, just like you did, the Marketing Pulpit, same thing. Got it on the Facebook, got the domain, got the Twitter, got the Instagram. And also it helps if you can trademark that name. Make
yes.
sure, because once you trademark it, it's protected.
That's right. And we are trademarked.
Oh, that's
okay. She's girl. Ahead of the
you can Google. Look, you can Google it.
I'm killing this Nicole here. Now she's doing it right. Because they changed. In the old days, somebody could go and get on your domain. Somebody could buy your domain. They used to call it cyber squatting.
Yes.
They would buy your domain and try to sell it back to you for $1 million. Well, they changed the trademark protection law so that now if somebody squats on your name and if that name is trademarked, they have to give it up because now the law protects you. The trademark law now protects your domain as well.
Yes.
So if you're worried about your domain and somebody grabbing it, so when you start setting your business up and you got a name, you got that purpose, you said, this is it. This is what I'm going to be.
go ahead and spend a few bucks and get that trademark taken
care of. Can I tell you guys, it's only going to cost you $275 at the USPTO located right here in Virginia. So I would do that.
Tell them what PTO stands for. PTO, patent and trademark office.
That's right.
That's exactly right. Well, thank you. Thank you. All right, well, Nicole, hang around. We're going to just feel free to chime in on the rest of the show. Going to jump over here to Miss Teacher Hillman here. Teacher. Now, you were telling me something there a minute ago. You said that fathers have rights. Now, I know that sounds like that. You might think that's obvious to some, but I've probably heard, just like you, that a lot of guys feel like they don't have any rights. They feel like the courts are skewed, they're biased, they're anti-father. You're telling us that's not the case.
Correct. Here's the thing. For all the men out there who are listening, please understand this. There is a myth, and there has been a myth for quite some time, that the courts are skewed in the favor of women. And at some point in time, that may have been true. And while I cannot speak to all jurisdictions, I can certainly say that for the state of Maryland, at least, that's certainly not the case. Okay. Right? Because here, understand this. The Constitution of these United States says that parents have the right to the rearing and upbringing of their children.
Right.
And in order to have those rights taken away from you, there has to be something that is crazy egregious, right? But what's happened is, you know, you say a couple, you know, may break up or whatever, and then what usually happens is a de facto custody situation where the parties break up and the guy will leave the home. And just because of how customs work, right? And I don't mean United States customs. I mean, I mean just customs and traditions. The children will usually stay with the mother.
Right.
And so by the time you get to court, you have established what's called a de facto custody situation.
Okay.
And because the courts like to make sure the children are stable, that's usually what ends up happening.
Okay.
So it's not that the court says this is where the children belong and the children should always be with the woman. It's just because of de facto custody, right? And so if you want to make sure that your rights are protected and you're not relegated to being a weekend dad, because that's what ends up happening. And it drives me crazy. Okay. I have a case right now that I'm fighting with the other lawyer about that, because fathers should not be relegated to being in their children's lives two weekends out of the month and holidays.
Well, let's go back to this de facto situation. So by de facto, that's de facto, which means in fact, because that's the way it's always
been, or
the way it is. So if that's the, how do you, I mean, does that automatic, it sounds like that automatically skews it because of the de facto, but if you, how do you stop it from becoming de facto in the first place? Is there a something that can be done early on to prevent that?
Absolutely. Stay involved, right?
Okay.
Stay involved, because sometimes what happens is when the relationship ends, the relationship with the children can be impacted as well. Now, again, there could be a lot of reasons for that. There are a lot of women out there, trust me, and again, another thing that drives me crazy, women who get upset with the fathers and say, well, you can't see your kids anymore.
Right.
Or say, well, you're behind on your child support. You can't see your kids anymore. Hear me very clearly. That's not how this works. Someone's parental rights do not get terminated because they don't pay child support.
So rights and your mood or your anger, they're
correct,
not necessarily.
No, not at all. You still have rights to your children, and you need to make sure that you fight for those rights. Stay involved so that it does not end up being a de facto situation, right?
Okay.
So if you're involved consistently, take your kids to school, pick them up from school, help them with their homework, all of those things. Once you go to court and you present that information to the judge, they see very clearly, okay, this is a person who is involved in the lives of their children. And so now you've created by de facto a potential shared custody situation.
But seem like the person that's where the kid is under the roof, seem like that person is always going to have it.
you are absolutely correct. And so that's why it's unfortunate that you have people who get upset with the other parent and take it out on the kids by limiting access mm-hmm. to the other kids. And hear this very clearly. Courts don't like that
okay.
at all. When you use the kids as pawns for your advantage and leverage in court, because it hurts the children. But fathers, you still have rights, regardless of whether or not you're behind on child support. And I'm not saying don't pay your child support. Please take care of your children. Take care of your children.
Yes.
So even if you're behind on your child support, even if you're not paying child support, that does not terminate your right to be a father. It does not and should not limit your access to your children. But make sure you don't get so frustrated, because this is what happens. Don't get so frustrated that you stop being involved.
Yeah. And that's probably where that makes the problem worse, I'm pretty
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So what do you, if you had, so sound like you're saying the underlying piece of advice is stay involved no matter what the situation is, no matter where the process is, no matter who's de facto or who's not de facto. There is never an excuse not to be involved. Now, and like you said, sometimes the other party can make it more difficult for
yes.
you to be involved.
Yes.
I mean, what do you do in a case like that? Do you tell the judge? Do you tell the police? Do you say, look, I'm trying to be involved, but this person is making it difficult for me?
So usually, unless there's some kind of crazy situation that happens, like violence or whatever, if you call the police, which I would not advise unless there's a need for that, the police, once they show up, they're going to tell you go to court.
Or
they might shoot you. So please don't call the police if you don't have to and your skin is black or brown.
Please. We don't. There's certain things we unless
No, it's funny you said that. Me and my brother had like a slight argument and it wasn't nothing major. My mom said, y'all don't call the police.
Please.
Exactly. Don't call the police.
Somebody gonna get shot for something that could have been, you think it could have been solved.
And we're laughing, but it happens.
Yeah.
Right. It does. Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, if you want to protect your rights, go to court.
Right.
Don't listen to, and this happens a lot too. The mother of the child will say, well, if you do this, then I won't put you on child support.
Right.
You know, and so to avoid paying child support and all that kind of stuff, people will often concede to the whims of the mother.
Right.
And they don't understand that now you're creating the situation that makes it harder to get out of once you get to court. So just make sure, take care of your kids, pay your child support, stay involved as much as you can. If the other party is making it difficult, make sure, communicate with them in a way that is traceable, meaning text message and email.
Mm.
Because here's the thing. If you did not write it down, it did not happen.
Hello.
And what people will do is they'll write something in a text message to make it seem like, you know, that's the situation, and they do something, like they'll say, for instance, in a text message, they'll say, you know, I didn't appreciate the fact that you slapped me, you know, and if you never respond to that, it looks like
you slapped it.
Right.
You got slapped.
So you just make sure that if you're going to use that, and I always recommend that you use with someone that is obstinate, use a form of communication that can be used in court.
Wow. Well, they should do this. I mean, that's great information. Great information. Tell the audience a little bit about you again and how people can reach you, what kind of services you offer, and all that good stuff. Because I've had people call into the show when you weren't here. Where that nice attorney that was on here? I called the other day. I'm like, well, she's not here this week, but I gave her your information.
I am pretty nice.
Yeah, you are nice. You are nice. And I can understand why people want to find you. So make it easy for them. Give them a little information.
So my office address is 9701 Apollo Drive, Suite 301. That's my actual address, but my physical address is in Suite 100 now.
Okay.
So Suite 100.
Nice.
And it's a pretty nice office.
Yeah.
And if you need the zip code, it's 20774. It's located in Largo. My business phone number is 301-744-7996. Please be sure to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and tell all your friends. My areas of practice are family law, criminal law, and personal injury. My primary bread and butter for the last 4 or 5 years has been family law.
Okay.
So I do a lot of these types of cases. I defend men as well as women.
Okay.
And, you know, I fight for my clients. My slogan is fighting for justice, because that is absolutely, positively what I believe in.
And, And I think part of the appeal, a big part of the appeal, is that you are real, you're genuine, you speak the language of law, but you also speak regular people's language, and people can relate to that. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. Thank you, Teacher Hillman. Having the studio, Teacher Hillman and Nicole Hamilton Takemoto. We're going to come back in a moment. The robots are coming to take your job, ladies and gentlemen. Hang on to your job. This is the Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WO at 95.9 FM.
Good morning, Mr. W. It's getting
higher. It's getting tighter. All righty, folks. You are listening to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls. We're actually saving businesses. We're saving jobs. We're trying to save our community. We got some challenges. We have challenges like every community, but we also have success stories. We have people who are doing it, like my two, my host and my guest, Attorney Teacher Hillman. She just did a great segment on how fathers have rights. We also have Ms. Nicole Hamilton Takemoto. She's has a company called Takemoto Cosmetics, and she's been enlightening us on the world of makeup. Now, I just want to give you a little information on about our sponsor, BLE Executive Suites. If you have an office need, if you want some place to hang your hat, you got to get out the house sometimes, folks. Now, you can get out the house on a long-term lease like a lot of folks, but sometimes you just need an office sometimes. You may need an office for meetings, a place to have conferences and workshops, or sometimes you don't need an office at all. You just need somebody to answer your phone, somebody to get your mail for you. Then you need to call BLE Executive Suites and Virtual Offices. They're right there in Largo, Maryland at 9701 Apollo Drive. They also have an office over in National Harbor, right there on Oxon Hill Road. So call them at 301-322-1700, 301-322-1700, or go to blesuites.com. Now, here's something that may or may not shock my guest and my host, Nicole and Tisha, that the robots are coming to take your jobs.
They've been saying that, though, since I was, like, in high school.
Boy, I tell you. Well, see,
are they closer to taking it now?
They're getting a little closer. They're kind of putting the timeline on it. Alonzo, the engineer, said yes.
Well, I know the car dealerships are doing that. Oh. Like, the machines are making the cars now. So.
Man, let me tell you, folks.
But, yeah, you're right. I don't think anyone can take yours. Right. Yeah, honey. No, we need you.
That's interesting that you said that, because there are certain occupations that are almost immune. Mm. Certain occupations and certain personality types are going to be more protected than others. If you're doing something that's routine, boring, that's... There's nobody in my audience, I'm sure. Everybody out here, wink, wink. No, there's nobody. There's nobody in our audience who has a boring, routine job. Right. So, but if you have one of those, let's say you woke up this morning, you said, "Well, that hasn't been my job. That hasn't been me in the past. But it's a likelihood that might become me."
Right. The boring routine?
Yeah. You might, okay. You know, sometimes you get bored and routine by over time.
Correct.
Because monotony and things start getting monotonous. So then start looking over your shoulder. There's a robot standing back there peeping over your shoulder. Now, it's not the most.
Waiting for your spot. Just wait.
It's not that robot like on My Favorite
that
Martian.
Robot is a hater.
That's right. Throwing shade at you, trying to get your job. I hate when that happens, but folks. They are coming. Now, here's an example. Now, if you have a job that is routine, that does not require any really creativity, a lot of administrative assistant type jobs, factory jobs, those jobs are not going to be here 10 to 20 years from now.
You think robots can do administrative assistant jobs?
Oh, you can.
I don't know about that one. That takes up. That takes one-on-one.
Well, see, it takes there are different robots taking different parts of the job.
Okay, like, so mean like on the phone. The robots do call
right,
you. They call your cell phone, your landline.
Exactly.
I hang up quickly. I say, oh, my goodness, return
robots
of the aliens.
Are already answering the phone.
Yeah.
But they will also be returning calls. They'll be doing things like taking
notes. What about
the
computer work, though? They can do the computer work.
They can do the computer work.
The meet and greet, in person.
I'm going to tell you this. Any job that... Every job No job is exempt. Now, some are more susceptible than others. But don't be looking at me like that, teacher. Teacher, you got a hand over here on one side, y'all.
She giving that black, get the side eye.
She giving me that black woman look now. I'm getting a little nervous. She gave me that what you talking about Willis look.
Telling me all my student loan money.
Well, let me tell you how. Now, the low-paid workers, and I mean, you know who you are. Low-income workers are more vulnerable than people that are making six figures. So one thing you want to do is get your salary up, start making more money. Business owners are more protected than workers because business owners have flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
They can move around. They're more nimble. Now, you got to be in the right industry. If you're in something like technology, healthcare, financial services, those industries are pretty safe. Now, that doesn't mean that certain positions won't be eliminated within those industries, but industries as a whole, there are certain industries that are more susceptible and vulnerable than others. For instance, a job that require compassion are pretty safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Things that require that use moral judgment and understanding. That's what you're doing.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So okay, you're all right. You cool. You safe.
Yes.
You can breathe a sigh of relief there. Nurses.
Yeah.
Teachers. Police officers. I mean, a robot can't come out and shoot you. I mean, can't come out.
They blew that
dude
out.
So I don't know. I'm sorry.
You know, a robot can blow you up, though. You're right. Aren't the robots delivering bombs and stuff like that? I don't know if I trust a robot, okay?
I'm sorry, police officers.
They're like humans. We can't trust them either.
Police officers do valuable services for our community. And I'm being facetious when I say that their only job is to come out and shoot us. I mean, some people actually bring it on themselves, but we do know that there's been a disparity in our community of how the police treat our community than other communities.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope robot needs to take some of these people's jobs. I'm serious. Because hopefully the robot doesn't bring the bias with them. They will be non-biased. They will be.
That's correct.
They will be more
unless they've been programmed.
I was going to say. It's going to have a chip in there somewhere.
Right. You all are not right. The person that programmed the darn robot might program a little bias
like,
code.
Beep beep beep. Yeah. Negro alert. Negro alert.
You are not right.
Oh my goodness.
You are not right. Now. All the job losses that we are experiencing now all cannot be blamed on robots. There are two other factors that have been contributing to the job losses over the years. One is globalization. Globalization has been a problem because, I used to hire in my office. I had a graphic designer, I'd have a web designer, I'd have all these different positions that required work. But now you're competing against India, Pakistan, China, and these guys. If you get the emails all day long. We can do your SEO. We can do your website. They're just bombarding. So, of course, that's going to take its toll on your business. What's also happening as you get this competition, it drives down the prices.
Mm-hmm.
So what I used to charge for $2,000 for a website now, if the Pakistanis or the Indians or the Chinese are constantly bombarding my clients with this message that he can get a website for $200, what's going to happen? Mm-hmm. They're going to look at me funny. So, wait a minute. You charge me what? Now, it's not the same quality. It's not the same service. They can't walk over and knock on my door. They can't come by my office and sit down and do all the things that I do. But it does plant that seed that, hey, guy, you're ripping me off.
Mm-hmm.
When indeed we're actually not, because it's not the same. It's not an apple-to-apple comparison. The other thing is monopolies. These companies continue to grow. Companies like Walmart and Amazon. These guys are zapping up industries and really. In the old days, there were protections against this type of monopolization.
Yeah.
But that went away. Good old Ronald Reagan. Boy, I'm going to tell you, folks, Ronald Reagan did more damage to this country. He had that smile. Hey, well. But this
he sounds like him. You should go into acting.
Don't get me talking about Donald Trump.
If y'all could see him, he was really doing a good job, too.
But now we have the Donald Trump of the world. You don't have that crooked Hillary. I'm here. I'm going to make sure the jobs in coal are protected. All you coal miners with your black lungs, you're safe. Don't worry about the robots. I got you covered. So we got.
And the lie detector said that was a lie.
We had Ronald Reagan back then. We had George Bush. Now we have Donald Trump. Now, I would say Reagan and Trump have done more. Now, Trump has done more in his 100-something days probably than Reagan did.
Than anyone,
in 8 years.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, robots globalization and technology. Folks, start trying to inoculate yourself. This is what you can do. First of all, stay abreast of technology. Don't wake up one day and say, what happened? Every job, every industry can be improved with some type of technology. I don't care what you're doing. Just ask the folks that used to feel safe in a taxi cab, and along came Uber. So I don't care if you're in cosmetics, law. Look at areas in your industry where you can actually improve through technology. It could be through your customer service. It could be how you deal with a payment system. There is some way where technology can actually improve your industry.
Yep.
Get into an industry that requires compassion, understanding, moral judgment, such as a nurse, such as teachers. Get you a side hustle if you have to, but don't let these industries slide you by. They said people with six-figure jobs are protected. Get a six-figure job. I mean, I know that's a lot easier said than done, but I'm just telling you some of the things that you can do. Make more money. I mean, move money from away from these things that don't these depreciating assets into things that are appreciating. Lower your expenses. Keep those expenses down, folks. Don't go out and spend all your money as fast as you make it. Start a successful business if you don't have one. And last but not least, this may sound a little self-serving, hire a guy like me to help you out. This is what I do. This is what I specialize in.
So, that's right. That's right.
So there are answers, folks. Just be aware that your job is not as safe. But if you take some steps now, don't wait for 10 years and look up one day and wonder what happened. Start taking some steps now. Folks, this is going to wrap up our show today. We've had a wonderful show. I'd like to thank our guest, Ms. Nicole Hamilton.
Thank you for having me. And everyone, thank you for tuning in.
Thank you. Go to my website. Go to her website, takamoto.com.
Yep.
Also, thank you, Teacher Hillman. Teacher, as always, you bring it. And I'm not surprised that folks are calling you. I hear them all the time when I get off the air. They're looking for you. So keep doing what you do.
Thank you.
You folks are great. Thank you ladies are great. And thank you, listeners. This is the Marketing Pulpit. We're going to wrap it up. We'll be back next week at the same time. If you want to be successful, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing at the right time, and you got to do it right. Enough talk. Let's get to work.
Good morning.